Boom, 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 boom.
Oh my God, the biggest pizza.
Boom, boom, boom.
That is one happy little girl, I bet.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Are you having fun? I am.
Okay, I'm glad. Boom, it's good. It's good you're having fun. But you want to look at the other side of this monitor? You know what? I forgot. This is a laptop. I can do this. Apparently, she asked for the biggest pizza they had.
Is that so? That girl is literally the slice. This is the size of one of those slices.
A slice. Yeah. The girl is literally a slice of pizza.
Hey everyone, welcome to Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU. This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We aren't here this week. We're kind of both on vacation.
But you still hear us.
Oh yeah, you still hear us. In fact,
we made it into your head.
You just heard, we opened with three songs. The one's like really short. It was the Tron Legacy soundtrack, the second off the soundtrack, The Grid by Daft Punk. Before that, we had Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System and the Megas, and we started everything off with Jetpack Blues Sunset Hues by Anna Monoguchi. Stuff from them. We're not going to keep too long in the intro, but before we go to the next set of songs, Bear, we have a website where all of our audio and all of our stuff's on. What is that website?
Check it out at exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
You're so good at giving us the website, Bear, but I got a website
best.
Of my own.
Oh,
I'm
no.
ready to give you.
We've got
social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus.
What?
Not for much longer though on Google Plus.
Oh yeah.
Google Plus, everything is at exppoints.com/social. You can check that social media landing page out and even look at our Patreon and PayPal if you'd like to donate money to the show. Those are the ways you can do it. Either you can just give
click
us money.
All the links.
Or we can maybe make cupcakes with your initials in the
cupcakes.
We can try to make cupcakes and go to the hospital.
No,
they will pump our stomachs because I don't bake often. So
How hard could it be? It's not rocket surgery.
It is the quite well. We are going to go into three more songs. This is Tutorial Lab Remix by George and Jonathan, followed by This Gigantic Robot Kills by MC Lars. Excellent one right there. And Threshold by Sex Bomb off the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Threshold by Sex Bomb Mom off the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. Before that, This Gigantic Robot Kills by MC Lars. Before that, Tutorial Lab Remix by George and Jonathan.
So much music.
The thing is, we're not really here. We're just, we're kind of robotic right now. Just
ghost
recorded
in the machine.
And ghost in the machine. I like the way you say that. We're going to talk about a couple things that we did experience and we did do before we recorded this show. Otherwise,
we'll get in this computer. Was really hard
getting the computer.
Yeah.
Oh, getting inside the computer. We got in. It's a running joke now with the grid where we just.
I apologize to everyone out there. And here we go.
I'm not gonna do the entire thing.
You got in.
We talked about it last week, and hopefully some of you at least have been playing around with Microsoft's newest version of Windows, Windows 10. We skipped 8.2 all the way to 9.9, guys.
And you know why we skipped 9.
Oh, yeah. There was this fun little thing where the versioning didn't really work out.
If you checked the version number back in the day, everyone checked for Windows 9X, and
right.
If you checked for that, you would hit Windows 9, wouldn't work.
Yep.
So, that's why we don't have a 9. It's short and sweet.
Fun, not really fun fact, just sort of
the,
like
whoops,
sad.
I think Microsoft's like, wow, we made it all the way to 9. How did that happen?
How do we get this far? We're not bankrupt.
Weren't we almost to 100 and then we jumped back to 9? I'm confused.
Bill.
No.
We made it. We've been playing around a little bit with Windows 10. And you know what? I have to say, I upgraded. I'm about to upgrade my home computer that I do all my gaming and most of my editing on. And I definitely upgraded the computer that my mini ITX build that I have up at work that I use for Windows things. And I need a lot of power and I can't do in a VM.
Right.
And,
right.
I upgraded that to Windows 10 today. I upgraded. I didn't do a clean install. I upgraded it.
I have not done the upgrade in place. How was that experience?
The upgrade in place was, believe it or not, fairly painless.
That's good.
There's a fun, if you do the upgrade, I'm not sure if you do the clean install, but if you do the upgrade, you can go to system settings and you can see a button that lets you go back to Windows 8.1. There's actually
if you ever really wanted to.
It's like, oh, don't like Windows 10? What's wrong with you? Well, we've allowed you to go back to Windows 8.1. Click this
you
button.
You poor unfortunate soul.
Yeah, so you can totally go back, I assume. I've heard goods and pros and cons about clicking that button. But honestly, the only thing that was weird was initially it lost a lot of the drivers for Windows 10. I went and I reapplied all of the Windows 8.1 drivers that I had for, I think it was an Ace Rock motherboard, a Z98 series motherboard. Okay. I reapplied all of the utilities from ASRock's website, and it found everything. Everything was good. It instantly got my it detected that through GeForce Experience that my my display driver needed to be updated, so it did that.
It did all the stuff.
Automatically? Not automatically so much. I did have to say do it, but after I said do it,
worst
it said,
OS ever. You had to say do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anyway, it's not bad. Like, it updated all my Steam games, and I tried playing, I think, The Witcher 3, and it played it.
I've had a lot of good experience with Windows 10 and gaming so far, just because of performance upgrades. I've been running Windows 10 since the Insiders program launched, and so that was awesome. And I actually just got my email yesterday. I was wondering about since it officially released.
Yeah.
The team emailed everyone. They're like, hey, so this is official now. Upgrade all your stuff that you already had.
Very cool.
You know, because you can do that for free. And then they're like, so you guys in the Insiders program, we'll figure out what we're going to do with your licenses later.
Yeah, I mean, they might just give them away to you. You never
know.
That's
what I'm hoping for. I'd like a legit copy hey, thanks for participating for the past, like, half year.
If you're not part of the development program, but you're part of, say, MSDNAA or MSDN, the Microsoft Developer Network, or you have Windows 7 or Windows 8.1, you can skip the line.
Just get it for free.
You can just go to the site.
You have to say do it. Yeah. Do you have to go to the site or you just click the button
on
the taskbar?
You go to the site. The button on the taskbar is really just, it's like a reservation button. But you can go to, there's a website. I would just Google for, Force Windows 10 install or something. Just Google that. And there's a website that has a media tool maker. And it effectively, it's from Microsoft. It's a Microsoft website.
Make sure you go to a Microsoft website to do this.
Right. You download the media tool. It downloads Windows 10 and then immediately asks if you want to upgrade or do a clean install. You can pick 32-bit, 64-bit, and just do it. So,
and then you click yes, and you just ignore everything else and click next, next, next.
Right. So there are these things where by default all this location grabbing data is on.
That's what I was about to say. If you don't pay attention,
you customize everything when you install Windows. And you know what? There are people out there that they don't care. You know, the people that buy a computer at Best Buy. That's not a laptop. They don't care what their desktop is doing. It's if they own a home edition and they use the logic, well, I have the computer at my home, so home edition obviously seems right. If you use that logic, then leave everything checked on and everything. Me personally, I like disabling almost everything.
Well, you say that, though. But they threw in a couple of nifty tricks where they're tracking a lot of data. Again, location, search history, message data that you receive. Wow. So Microsoft actually reserves the rights to copy and store all that information about you.
You see,
it's tied to your account.
I completely disagree.
Disagree with that existing or they're doing it?
Both.
Well, they're doing it.
I understand that, but I don't have a OneDrive or a SkyDrive or anything.
Right.
I've turned everything off. I don't log in with a Microsoft account.
And, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, you read
everything.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm telling everyone else to watch out when you're installing if you don't want Microsoft having all your data.
And you saying that they can have it.
I think they don't care. I feel like this is a very ignorant view to have in this age of information we live in.
You should care, and you should be able to defend your opinion whether you like it or don't like it. Because it's okay to like that. For instance, Google can have all my data because Google helps me daily suggesting things and preparing my day on my mobile device. They crunched the numbers. They figured out where I'm going to go today. They've averaged out my life to a point where they can predict
your
me.
Your life is now an algorithm.
It is.
I mean, since we got into
computers, and that's predictive modeling.
That
is the whole point of predictive modeling. It's fantastic.
My point in this is it's a lot of data. It can scare a lot of people. But you have to really decide if you trust the people getting your data.
That's true.
And how much you want and who you want. Because people are going to get your data. Like, I keep saying your data. Like, your locations, where you're browsing on the internet.
Correct.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, Facebook is terrible about it, and they're very invasive. That's why I don't like the way Facebook does it. For example, if you say, like, connect me to my contacts when you install the app,
right?
It grabs all your contacts and makes what's called ghost profiles for everyone in your contact list. So even if you've never made a Facebook account, you have one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Facebook.
So you may not be in charge of whether or not you have a Facebook.
You don't own your personal data.
Well.
And Facebook, like I said, that's one big problem I have with Facebook. Is again, you've never logged in before. You still have an account. They know who you are based off of everyone else who's given them information about you.
That is really crazy. So potentially, if they've ever had a contact photo of you in their phone, Facebook now has potentially multiple photos of you. That's the craziest thing.
It's crazy. It's scary. That's because we live in the age of information. So have to be aware of where your information is being stored and who has it.
Well, frankly speaking, it's kind of irresponsible if you aren't, if you choose not to care. Not caring is not the same thing as I don't think it's responsible to not care. To be careless, okay, that's not really responsible, but that's obviously a standpoint. You could say, you know, it doesn't bother me that people have my data because they're doing XYZ, but that doesn't mean you don't care. That means right. that you care and you've deemed it acceptable.
Aware of it, yeah.
I guess awareness is a better way of saying it.
Awareness is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just... It's hard. You gotta watch yourself.
You gotta watch yourself.
You gotta watch your own back.
You don't have to watch yourself. Listen to the show, though. We got you back.
We
got you back with more music.
You trust us with your data.
Oh, and
go on right now to social for me.
Exactly.
I got this.
EXPpoints.com/social.
/social.
We're gonna catch some more songs. Come back and just rant and rave a little bit more. This is Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo, followed by Now Hiring featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord, but originally by Dr. Awkward, followed by The Annihilation of Monsteropolis by the Megas. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM K. SLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
You just heard The Annihilation of Monsteropolis by the Megas before that, Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward, featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord, and we started it all off with Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo. More about Windows 10, some crazy
and
cool stuff.
And your data.
And your data, Bear, hit it off. What's all going right. on? You know, let's start it this way. Whenever you have Windows 8.1, or maybe Windows 7, I don't know, I didn't update from Windows 7, but whenever you have Windows 8.1, and you want to go to Windows 10, you can do it via the upgrade process. You just go to Windows Updates. Once you've got the update, it then takes you through just a very seamless update. It restarts a couple times, and at the end of the day, after a lot of questions, honestly, you've got Windows 10. Congratulations. Yay!
Woo!
But getting that data takes horsepower, takes server serving.
Yeah, you know, servers have to serve it. Microsoft
takes data coming from another place. So they've
bits
kind of...
on the internet.
There's a lot of ways to get data from other places to your computer. You know, there's websites, and then there's FTP, which may be able to be faster. Secure FTP. There's multicasting from a lot of different places, and then there's things like peer-to-peer network, right? So, Blizzard does this with World of Warcraft and Diablo and all of these updates. They effectively let it come from a lot of different sources.
Right.
Some they own, some they don't. But apparently, from what you're telling me, Microsoft is seemingly jumping into
Microsoft
this, too.
Microsoft seems to have tricked everyone into being part of the little botnet.
At first.
At first. You have to, it's an opt-out option. But by default, you basically agree to serve anyone else who wants to upgrade to Windows 10 or any updates in the future. So once you get your update, you then reserve the bits you've downloaded to everyone else who's updating.
And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. This
it's
is
not a bad
you're,
thing.
You're part
Again,
of the environment,
awareness.
Part of the ecosystem, and you know I could see like people with really fast, unlimited broadband connections. This would be fantastic. People that you know, especially imagine you know we work at a school at a university. We've got a gig and a half uplink. We could get every computer on campus updated to Windows 10. Not saying that we will, but we have every computer updated on campus to Windows 10, and then they're serving Windows 10 out to the rest of the world. That's like a great public service almost.
Honestly,
I guess.
A cool thing about that is there is an option to update from PCs on your local network. So at a university, some we update one and then spread it.
Oh, you see, that's great.
That's a cool idea.
I like that because the one of the worst things
like a virus.
About updating
Microsoft
Windows is that you have to bring it all the way from wherever Microsoft is storing it.
Carry the bits all the way from Seattle, I guess.
Right, all the way over here to Louisiana and then put it on a computer. And then you have to go all the way back and get it on another computer. So it's or you store all the updates here, and that's a lot of data space, a lot of space to hold here. But anyway, so what's the downside of this, though? There's always a downside to these new innovations.
The downside, to start with, this is enabled by default. So if you're unaware of it, that you're serving out more data,
right.
You're just spitting out so much data and information for Microsoft.
I imagine this is probably when the computer is idle, though, right? Like,
I don't know.
Maybe
it
doesn't elaborate. The article we're reading doesn't really elaborate on that, but I would hope it's when your computer is idle.
But either way, a problem with that is you're still using uplinks, and in some areas, and I pray this doesn't become a thing nationwide, there are bandwidth limits. You know, they're moving,
so you can only do so much.
Yeah, they're moving homes to the way cell phones work, and
I
have my own feelings on that. That's terrible.
But, I mean, there's some downsides to that. And then you're also, you're serving out data. You're getting bits from other people. I can see some exploits happening within this.
If there were exploits.
I'm sure Microsoft has thought about it. I'm sure.
You know, checksums, which are effectively comparing hashes of data, which means that if the data is not 100% the data that it's supposed to be, then it fails the check, and thus you don't download it. It's a really easy, convenient way of, like, checking the integrity of bits of data. Literally bits of data.
Literally.
And BitTorrent uses this a lot. You know, it breaks everything up into tiny little pieces, and then it hashes them out, and then it compares the hashes, and then you're able to determine whether or not this is good or whether this is bad. It's still not the end-all, be-all, though. Right.
That can be... You can
exploit everything. Everything is exploitable. We just, you know, we were talking earlier in the studio, kind of off the mic, about the Android exploit.
Yeah.
You said 95% of Android devices are exploited.
Now,
this
the plus side of that is the team that found it did issue an update to Google through their developers API or to the developer center, and Google accepted it and reviewed it, pushed out, told manufacturers start pushing this update.
Awesome.
But anyway, that's on Android. Back to Windows. So yeah, you have to. Can you trust where you're getting these bits from if it's not Microsoft?
I guess the question that I would ask is, you know, are the servers so slow and taxed that it becomes necessary to get
like
the data?
Microsoft, I don't see it.
Well, no, they got a lot of money. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, are you just trying to make what's already fast faster, or are you trying to just kind of save a little money by not buying, you know, 100 extra servers or 1,000 extra servers this quarter, and maybe just buying, you know, 50 or 500, you know?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not slamming it. I'm not saying it's a terrible idea. Again, just awareness. But if you don't like the idea of serving up data to others or getting data from others, you can turn it off. It is an option. It's under check for updates, Windows updates, advanced options. Choose how my updates are installed. Choose how updates are delivered. Disable the toggle under updates delivered from more than one place.
Yeah, so
that'll prevent you from pulling in from anyone that's not Microsoft.
Now, the fun fact about that is that in a BitTorrent society, you have these ideas of seeding and leeching. Leeching is you effectively are downloading. Seeding, you are effectively uploading. I say that there's always uploading and downloading. Leechers effectively have parts of the file, but not the whole file. Seeders have the entire file. You can, in a BitTorrent world, you can say most of the time, I don't want to give out any of the files. I don't want to upload any of the completed file. I just want to download. And they may throttle your download or whatever. But in this case, you can't download from multiple places if you're not also giving it out to multiple places. So
that's my understanding.
It's pretty cool that they're doing that, because you opt out where you're not going to benefit from getting it from a lot of other places. But you also won't, you know, you won't have to give it out at all either.
Yeah, it comes down to trust and what you're doing with the information. Personally, if I was running an IT department for a corporation, I would only get from Microsoft.
I think there would
just be... Just to prevent any off chance of an exploit.
Yeah, and there's also the...
But as a personal computer, yeah, screw it. I'm going.
I guess it's one of those things like, will I even notice a difference? You know, like... It's,
I don't know. Maybe.
Will I even notice a difference if I update it every night? If I leave my computer on and update at night? You know, if I'm asleep and it's updated by the time I wake up?
You will. Your house is in the middle of nowhere and you can't upload anything.
Well, I'm talking about hypothetical fast bandwidth me, you know?
It's, the hypothetical you that can get on the internet.
We're going to cut to three more songs, come back, maybe end out the show, maybe talk a little bit more about Windows 10. We don't know. This is Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles, followed by The Masker by Phantom NK. And I'm going to round that out with Wiley by Megaran. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM. Okay. I sell you.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, but not for much longer. Aww. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Wiley by Megaran. Before that, The Massacre by Phantom NK, and before that, The Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. All awesome stuff. We're out of time, like I said, and we weren't even here
to be
out of time.
This happens every week.
Every week.
Can we just slow down the clock cycle since we're in the computer?
We cannot. But you know what? Even though we are not here for real this week, next week we will be here, and we'll be talking about a lot of really cool, current, awesome things in video game and geek and nerd news and everything else like that. Hopefully, Windows 10 hasn't been bricked yet. It hasn't,
been bricked.
Yeah, we haven't like bricked
the
our
Chinese
installations.
Hacked us all.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I hope.
Who knows? They may have already hacked your phone.
You never know. What you do know is the website where you can get all of our information, all of our reviews, all of our bits, all of our boops, all of our beeps, all of our audio that we've recorded, that we've uploaded. Bear, what is that website?
ExpPoints.com. Double tap the P.
We have social media outlet and landing page at ExpPoints.com/social, so you can go ahead and connect with us on any social media platform of your choice. However, I would stay away from Google Plus. It's on the short like list of getting deleted as social media is concerned.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, check us back next week, next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m., where you'll get this and more. You know, it was a music-heavy show. We promise, next show, it'll be the best show that
I know
we
how
did
much you
week.
Want to listen to me talk.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I'll talk for 2 hours.
We're going to end with two
Not
songs.
Really, they won't let me.
This is And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull, followed by First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Thank you so much for listening. This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
And the songbird.